Simeon combined the three necessary characteristics for Old Testament piety. He was just in relation and bearing to God and man. He was God-fearing. That word is weakly translated in the ESV as devout, which is in no way sufficient. Eulabes means awe, caution, fear toward God. And this was caution and fear in showing opposition to the boastful self-righteousness and self-confidence of the Pharisees. Above all, however, Simeon held the longing expectancy of the end of the age and the fulfillment of the great promises. He was waiting explicitly for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit, the consoler, was upon him. Paraclete means consoler, and that is the word that is here used to describe what Simeon was waiting for. He's waiting for the Holy Spiriting of Israel. By that Spirit, he had been told that the answer to his heart's longing, the Holy Spiriting of Israel, was present in the world and coming to the temple. So it is that Simeon was there, just as the mother and the guardian of our Lord were arriving. He took the infant Jesus, his own Lord, into his arms and burst into rapt thanksgiving. Now indeed, God has fulfilled his word. Simeon would not see death till he had seen the Christ. Seeing the Christ meant that he could die and be at peace. Now some exegete who specializes in mechanics and details and has no understanding of the soul of Holy Scripture, who has lost sight of the story and cannot read, is apt to point out to us that the text nowhere says that Simeon himself was old, nor that he went directly and died. That exegete should be buried naked in an anthill. The nuance and color of Holy Scripture is clear. Simeon had waited a long time. He is the icon of Old Testament saints. He had been waiting for 7,000 years. And after this, he has nothing left to wait for, nothing left to live for. He goes and dies. He departs this world in peace right away. The Bible does not say that explicitly. It is implicit. And if an exegete cannot read the story between the lines, if he can't pay attention to the clues, if he thinks that Holy Scripture is a blueprint or a geometrical proof, then he's not worth his wages. Simeon had been waiting for death and waiting to see the Lord's Christ. He was not waiting for two things. He was waiting for one thing. It is what we all wait for, what the whole Christian church is eager for, and also what the Lord gives a foretaste and a foresight of in the Holy Supper. In Bach's Cantata 82, a cantata on the Nunc Dimittis, we read this paraphrase of Simeon's song, Ich habe genugt, that is, I have enough. Even when the Germans don't use actual vulgarities, it still comes off vulgar. Ich habe genugt, I have enough, I have seen the Christ, I am ready to go, I am satisfied. Simeon speaks to the Lord of his weariness with this world like a child tired of broccoli, pushing the plate away. Ich habe genugt. Bach goes on, I have enough, I have seen him, my faith and heart have held him, and now I wish, even today, filled with joy, to divorce this place. Bach gets it exactly right. Simeon's justice, fear of God, and longing expectancy for the promises to be fulfilled were all byproducts of his faith and his love for God. He has had enough of this world, enough of sin, enough of politics and Pharisees and old age. He was ready to go where he belonged, to go home, to be divorced of this place and be wedded as the immaculate virgin bride of Christ by grace. The faith that the Holy Supper encourages and strengthens also creates ever greater dissatisfaction with this world. May we never be satisfied here, And may we always be jealous of those allowed to remain in the temple singing the Lord's praise. Pastors complain far too much. The Psalter teaches us how spoiled we are. May we always be jealous of those who have already been translated into heaven, for they have come to what we desire. But this is not Narnia, winter and never Christmas, under the White Witch. It is winter, to be sure, and death is all around us, but we have Christmas. The Lord's Messiah, our salvation, has come into the world, announced by angels, greeted by shepherds and Gentile sages. And even though now Epiphany is over, for the presentation marks the end and prepares us for Lent, Christ our Lord is still present. For once Christmas comes, it never leaves. Let us set our faces toward Jerusalem in solemnity and confidence, knowing the end not just of the Lord's story and the purpose of his suffering and death, but also our own. That like Simeon before us, we shall depart in peace, divorced from this place, and wedded as the Immaculate Virgin Bride of Christ by grace. In Jesus' name.